Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you again on this wonderful Tuesday morning, this terrific Tuesday. And I just want to welcome you to another edition of this St. Jude Missionary Baptist Church podcast. And of course, I'm your host, Brother Cotton. I also happen to be pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church. And well, we want to get right to it. Before we do that, of course, we'd like to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you and glorify you, Lord, because you're so good and you're always so good to us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to come together through this media and be able to share some things with others, you know, be they brethren or not. We want to share some things with them, Lord, and maybe before this podcast is over, we all can become family. I pray that you'll bless the words that come from not just my mouth, but all of our mouths, and that you will lead, guide, and direct our thoughts. And we pray that we can all become enlightened and illuminated from the discussion we have coming up. As we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now today, on our podcast, which is How Important is the Word of God to You? That is the theme of our podcast. And with that in mind, we want to talk to you or raise the question, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to learning scriptures? Now, some of you said, oh boy, here we go. This is Bible study. No, like I always tell you, just stay with us for a moment. This may not be coming the way you think that it's coming. You know, you say, well, a lot of Christians, for those of you who may not take on the moniker of Christian now, you say a lot of Christians take pride or they look forward to just memorizing scripture, learning scripture. And when it comes to witnessing and being the ambassadors for Christ, as believers are, and when it comes to trying to share this with others, a lot of Christians, it seems like they'd like want to be able to show off how many scriptures they know. Well, I want to say something about this. Because you see, it seems like a lot of Christians act as if they're playing trivia pursuit when it comes to talking to people about the Bible. I mean, they want to be able to just spew forth scripture after scripture, and all that's good. To know these scriptures, I guess it's good. But I want to remind some of us, some believers, about some things. And one, in all the scriptures that we are learning, one of them states that for those that are perishing, those that we are to be teaching and bringing into the kingdom of God, the Bible's foolishness to them. It's foolishness to them. So, I mean, if you're just spewing forth scripture because you know it and it's not really pertinent to what you're sharing with that person, that will illuminate them. Because we know that there are scriptures that some people out here quote and don't even know it's scripture. They just know it's a good saying, something they've been brought up with, doing unto others as you would have them doing to you. Some people can spew some things out that they've heard all of their life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. These are some things that we used to quote even in school. So you have people that actually quote different passages of scripture, don't even know his Bible. And so they know them, not saying that they understand, and not saying that they even follow it, but at least they know it. But it's coming forth with a lot of different scriptures sometimes. It's like giving a person five or six different types of medicine when the simple aspirin would have done for the headache that they're claiming that they had. All the other stuff is just extra. And when you're leading someone or sharing with someone some things, especially when they're maybe reluctant to begin with, do you really want to spend a lot of time just spewing forth scriptures after scripture after scripture without getting to really what the gist is, not giving them what they need for that headache? I'm just throwing that out there. I throw that out there for free. Okay. I've asked some people, and I've heard some people say, "But why are you spend a lot of time learning scripture?" I mean, some of us we attend seminars, and we got different programs that we use, and different methods that we've been taught to learn scripture. And don't get me wrong, I'm not. I'd be the last to tell you you shouldn't learn scripture. Yes, but I'm also one of those who's saying that you should have a purpose for it. I mean, for some people, like I said, scriptures is just like trivia to them. I could give you this scripture, that scripture, this scripture, but what is your purpose? What was your point? What is your point in it? To impress? Are you trying to impress folks that you can quote scripture after scripture after scripture? What is your point? What is your purpose? What is your reason for learning the scriptures? Okay, there shouldn't be a whole lot of deep, deep, deep thought about that. It's only, from my perspective, a few different reasons why you want to learn the scriptures. Just a few. You say, what? Yeah, when you narrow it down, it's not but a handful, of reasons why you want to learn scripture. And I'm not going to tell you, as I said before, I'm not going to try to fool you and make you think that I'm going to tell you all the reasons why people learn scripture. You said it's only a handful. When you break it on down, yes, you'll find out it's only a handful. And that's where I'm going to boil out a little bit. And that little handful that I'm telling you about. Okay. First off, I want to say this. Going to coming into here in the United States, and you start spewing forth a foreign language simply being that it's a language that's not commonly spoken here, where we are in the United States. You say, well, here in the United States, here in America, the common language is English. Now I'm going to start getting out here, get my blowhorn, and I'm going to get out here and I'm going to start talking to folks, and I'm going to be speaking to them in Kiswahili. Now, there are going to be some people that's going to understand what I'm saying. There's going to be some people that's going to pick out some of the words that I'm saying, and they will understand that. But there's going to be a whole lot of people that won't have a clue to what I'm speaking. But if I'm going to call myself sharing the word for the express purpose of leading someone to the Lord, that's what we're talking about. There, or whatever it is, I'll come out there and say, whatever it is you're trying to reach the masses about, wouldn't you rather say something or speak in a language that at least the greater majority of folks can understand what you're saying? Now, I can't make anybody understand the meanings of of everything that I'm saying, but at least understand the words that I'm saying to you. Recognize these words. I don't know how deep a person's understanding goes. The best thing that I can or anyone else can do is speak in such a manner that what I'm saying is concise, is clear, is the language of the day, maybe even the vernacular of the area, whatever it is, so that even if they don't understand, fully understand what I'm saying, they do understand the words that I'm using. Does that make sense to anyone? Okay. So now, having said that, okay, I'm going to share a few verses with you for illumination's sake. Okay. I don't think I'm going to lose anybody with this, but just y'all just follow me for a moment. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them, now watch this, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, some of you say, I've heard that before. I've heard it. I don't really know if I understand it, but I heard it, and that's what we're talking about. We'll be talking about scripture. Now, listen, one reason. Now, actually, I raised a question about learning scripture. We're talking about learning scripture, okay? And one reason for learning scripture, I'm not saying it's the only reason, I say one reason for learning scripture is so that the believer, those who are going out and leading people, witnessing the people, teaching folks, those who are here doing this, okay, they're doing this for the Lord, that they will be able to teach them to not just receive the Lord. Those who receive the Lord, that's what we want to happen. That's what we want to happen. You know, so that's what we're doing when we're out there teaching them. And then for those who receive that, they are going to be some that's going to accept the Lord. It may not be the majority. I don't know how many it's going to be, but there's going to be some. Okay. For those, okay, those that we're teaching them, okay, those that have accepted the Lord, okay, what he says to do then, okay, not just go out and teach them to memorize all these verses. It's good. Don't get me wrong, you have to start somewhere. Okay. All right. But to teach them to follow them. Oh, wait a minute. To teach them to follow. Now, listen. This example that I use, I think it's a common one. You have people who like to steal. You have people who like to steal. People say, well, maybe they're suffering with kleptomania or whatever, but they like to steal. That's what they do. And sometimes these people that like to steal, they steal stuff and really don't have a use for it. They don't need to put it. It's just there. It's like it's calling them. Okay. Now, if I come to that person and open up my Bible and tell them the Lord says here in his word, one of his laws, one of his commandments is thou shalt not steal. And I tell them, it's right here in the Bible. I show them the book that it comes from. I show them the chapter that it comes from. I show them the verse that it comes from right in the Bible. And they can memorize that. They can learn that. And they can honestly go to somebody and say, I know that verse. And that's good. But how have I really helped them if I have not explained to them and taught them how they can apply this? You see, I'm a thief. I like to steal. And you just told me that God doesn't want me to steal and that I should not steal. And I got that. But how do I stop doing this? How do I stop it? And that's what this verse that I read for you, what we call a good part of the Great Commission. Go out and teach all nations. We need to, say that completely. Teach them what to observe, or maybe in the King James, I believe it says to obey. Teach them how to do these laws, how to perform these commandments. Not just teach them to them. Yeah, you got a bunch of people that can quote and memorize the Ten Commandments. But when it comes to following them, observing them, doing what they say to do, that's where a lot of people fall short. So that Lord said, for those of you I got out here that are serving, those of you that are teaching, those of you that are leading people and bringing them into the fold, don't just give them a list of my laws. Teach them how to obey them. And this is where the work comes in. This is where the work comes in. I can give somebody a pile of wood, nails, hammers, and said, I want you to put this cabinet together. I gave them everything they need to do it, but I haven't taught them how to construct it, what kind of joints to use, and how to secure it. And that will be the same as me giving a person all of these different laws and don't show them and help them, teach them how to follow them. That's part of our job. I can't, you say, I can't teach them all. No, I'm not trying to get in the way of what part of what the Holy Spirit does. This is another lesson. I'm not going to go into depth on it, but we have a obligation to do what go as far as we are instructed to go. Yes, this is the law. This is what God says to do. Now, these are some of the ways that you can go about doing this. I give them that, and then he said, okay, that's as far as I can go. So you understand what we mean when it comes to learning scriptures? What is your purpose? What is the point of you doing it? You just want to learn scriptures so now I can go around with a 500 scriptures in my head. What is the point of having them in there? That's like the point of having money. Money is to be spent. We just want to spend it wisely. Makes sense to anybody? I mean, they go around and tell folks, ah, I got $1 million. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? What are you buying? Are you traveling? Are you helping others to be fed? Or what are you doing with the money? Just to sit there and have it and say, I got it in the bank or whatever. It's not doing anything. It's not doing anything. Okay, I'm gonna leave that part alone. Okay, so like we said, for one reason for learning the scriptures, so that believers who are leading the people to the Lord will be able to teach them. Okay, those who are receiving it, those who receive the Lord, and he says to baptize them. That means those who have accepted the Lord and they're going through. They know what he says. And to teach them the laws and how to follow them. We got that. There's another passage I want to bring forth that I think will help us in what we're talking about here. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You find that in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16-17 verses. Now, again, we're talking about learning scripture. He said, well, what would you are you just teaching us Bible for? I want you to understand something. This is not what I'm, this is, well, what's coming, it's going to come out. I told y'all that that's what we do here. But what we're emphasizing for those people who are spending a lot of time memorizing scripture, we challenge them to, by asking them, what is your purpose? What is your point of learning them? Are you trying to become a trivia master or something? What is your purpose of learning the scriptures? You have a point, a reason for it. Okay. You have people in all walks of life, whatever their vocation may be, they're learning things in their vocation, in that. Now, do they need to know everything that they know, rather? Are they using it every day? No. But it's in there. That's the same thing as scriptures. We learn these different scriptures so that when we need them, we can bring them forth. Doctors, okay, when you come to them with an ailment, okay, sometimes they have to refer back to their books and remember, okay, yes, and they can tell you what you should do about that particular ailment. Same thing with the scriptures. Okay, somebody comes to you about a situation that they are in their lives, and there's so many different scriptures that can apply to that situation. And that's why we go back to our Bibles. We use our concordances and whatever other resources we have. They said, okay, yes, for your situation, you might need to do this. Use it. And that's what we do. Of course, for those of us who believe what the Bible teaches, the Bible is like a medicine or a prescription, so to speak, for us. You know, you have this going on, take this. You follow what this verse says to do. And so forth and so on. So when we read this scripture, when it says all scripture is God breathed, that means all scripture, it comes from the very breath of God. As he gives it to those that he's given to, who has written the Holy Bible for us. They didn't just come and just write it on their own. The Lord gave it to them. And they put pen to paper and they began to write. But that's, you know, again, a little bit more, you know, than we're going to go into right now. But the scripture comes from the very breath of God, and it is useful. Watch this. It is useful to do what? For teaching, to teach ourselves, to teach others. This is what we just mentioned this, to go out and teach all nature. What are we teaching them? The word of God. Okay. All right, fine. We got that. It's good for teaching. It's good for rebuking. You want to get out here and you're trying to correct somebody. Okay. And rebuke them for what they've done. Not because I say so. You don't come in with an attitude, well, I don't think you should be doing this here. You should not be doing that. No. What does the word of God say? Yeah, no, word of God says you shouldn't be saying that. You shouldn't be going there. You shouldn't be doing that. You say, okay, fine, you're rebuking that person by what the word says. And then it also says correcting them. Now, I tell this all the time. I'm a firm believer in constructive criticism. And for those who may not understand the ways that the definition that I like of constructive criticism is that, yes, I can tell you that, oh man, that purple suit that you're wearing is not you. Okay, that's criticizing. You know, with your skin color and blood, that suit is not for you. Okay, the way that you have it tailored to you, it's too short, it's too small, it's too big, it's too long, or whatever. That's just criticism. Okay, but when it says correction, good for correction, they say yes, but I saw you in that green suit you had on, that black suit. At all, you look so good in that. Okay, maybe if you had this suit tailored, like you have that one tailored. Okay, or maybe this color, because of your skin tone, this color doesn't really go well with your skin tone. Maybe you could do something in that same area, that other suit or those other suits I've seen you wear. Now you're being constructive in your criticism. I told you something that I felt was wrong. Or maybe it was actually wrong, but I'm also sharing with you how you can correct it. How you can correct that. Okay? Yes, sister, that is a Nice dress, brother. That's a nice suit. Okay. But it's not appropriate the way that you have it tailored, the way that you're wearing it. Maybe the dress is too short. Maybe it's too tight. Maybe the pants to your suit is too form-fitting, or whatever. It's not appropriate. Okay. And the word said that we should end it. I may go on to different scriptures on how we ought to dress, how we are supposed to be moderately dressed or whatever. That's what you do. If the person wants to take it and receive it in the wrong spirit, they have a problem with what you're saying. He said, well, listen, I didn't write this. This is what the word says. You have a problem with the word says, I suggest you go to the author. I'm just saying that you wouldn't be that cold, but you follow what I'm saying. You fall back on the word of God. This is how we do. And there's other passages of scripture that, of course, could be taken into consideration. Were your words seasoned with salt? Or were they kind words? Were they softly spoken words? And we can go on and on and on and on. That's why the scriptures are there. That's why some of these verses you may have memorized. That's the purpose of them. You see the purpose of the scripture, not just to know it, so that when you need it, it can come forth. You can use it. Even if you're talking to someone and sharing some things, they may not fully understand the word of God in its context, but that's part of what we do. Part of what the Lord has told us to do. Teach. Teach. Not just tell, not just ask them to recite, teach. Okay? Now, another reason for learning scriptures is so that the servants of the Lord, okay, will be able to know the scriptures. And that they'd be able to claim them, rely on them, and to help them as they go out into the world like lambs among wolves to lead people to the Lord. Okay, I want you to understand something. When folks are out here, you see them on the corners preaching, or you see them teaching, or when you see them doing these things, they are out there relying on the very word that they're teaching, that they're preaching about. Okay? Claiming the different scriptures, believing that the Lord's going to keep them because they are people, believe it or not, even though what they're saying is for good, they will not receive it that way and want to attack them, want to even do them harm. But before they got out there, before they went out there on these corners, again, they applied some of the very scriptures that they have learned or they're learning, and they're using them, believing that God is going to keep them, going to protect them, going to keep the a fence around them. He said, don't worry. Don't worry about the arrow that fly by day, the pestilence that go by night. Don't worry about anything. You're out here doing what I told you to do. I got you. Some of them are saying, just like David said in the 23rd Psalm, your rod and your staff, they give me comfort. They let me know that yes, you got the rod and the staff that can draw the rod that can draw me back. If I'm falling by the wayside, you can bring me back. The staff maybe to use for those wolves and other animals that would attack me, that you can ward them off with it. So knowing that you're keeping me, knowing that you're right here with me, because you told me in that very same word, he said that I memorized one of the scriptures that I memorized, that yes, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, didn't we just quote that in Matthew 28? See, these are the reasons and purposes and points to learning these scriptures so that when we they're there so we can apply them when we need them, not just trivia. We can apply them and we can share them with others. They let them know that, well, I want to believe what you're saying, but where I live at, he said, oh, I want you to know that once you accept the Lord, he's with you. It's not like you accept him and then he's gone off somewhere. So this is part of this, what we're talking about, reasons why we learn scripture. Okay. All right. Then he says to us, okay. And I might have got ahead of myself, but if I didn't elaborate on this, let me back up to what we said in 2 Timothy, that you know, when you're using these scriptures for correction, for training, you know, in righteousness, or as we like to say it, you know, what we were taught years ago in right living. And right living, of course, is taught through the word of God. You know, no question about that. But when he says that, yes, the scriptures are good for this and training and teaching and all that, so that what? The servant of God, those of us who are out here doing what it is we're doing right now, can be thoroughly equipped, okay, for whatever the Lord has us to do. I want you to go out there and give out verses. You've been studying these verses, you're equipped. I want you to get out there and pass out tracts. Okay, fine. You know that I'm with you and I'm guiding you, and that you know this tract that you're giving. So when somebody asks you a question about it, you can answer them. You're thoroughly equipped. And the list can go on and on and on. You know, I've given you a voice. You can go out there and you can sing. Sing my praises. Sing, you know, beautiful worship and hymns and all of that. You'll be able, you're equipped to be able to do so. So yes, okay, this is the script. You say we're equipped with the word, or there's some beautiful history behind even some of the songs and hymns that we sing. Beautiful history behind why they were written, how they were written, who wrote them. It's beautiful thing. And these are some of the things that we learn. So I needed to emphasize that. Then we moved on. Okay, as I was saying, you know, to be able to know these scriptures, even though for our benefit now, we're out here to minister. But like we stated, there's some people who don't take kindly for those who are out here ministering. But it's good to know that, yes, you may not take kindly to me. You may want to do some things to me, but God's got me. Even to the point that if I need to have angels around me to keep me, he will send that. How do I know that? Because it's in the scriptures. This is part of the reason why you're learning the scriptures. For those promises, those assurances in the word that you can claim, that you can rely on, that you can depend on, to know them as you are out here doing the task, the service that the Lord would have you to do. Okay. So we talking about, oh, I'm seeing that. Why are you talking about learning scriptures? I just thought we just learning just so we can know them, just so we can memorize them. No, it's a purpose. Okay. Passage here. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. And watch this. Now listen to this. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Folks ask, they're going to ask you, why do you believe what you believe? Why do you believe? You say you believe in Christ, you believe in this Holy Bible. Why? Okay, well, always be prepared to give an answer. Oh, what answer would I be giving? What the word does, what the word says. Y'all remember as it says even in the Bible, when the Lord was in out there in the wilderness, and Satan himself was tempting him. What did Jesus do? Did he start arguing and debating with him? No, he gave him what the word says. Three things Satan said to him, and three answers Jesus started out with his with to give him. It is written. It is written. It is written. when you're out here and you say, well, I want to believe what you're saying, but I'm not yet able to, be able to shrug off the snickerings and the things that folks are going to say to me because they say, oh, you become one of those Jesus people now, one of those Christians. And I don't know if I'm able to be able to, just shrug that off yet. Well, Jesus said, make it simple on yourself. Why are you doing what you're doing? It is written. How do you know this is going to work for you? It is written. You really think the Lord is going to do this? It is written. What is written? Those verses, those scriptures that you're learning. Now you see the point and the reason behind it. Those scriptures that you're saying, this is what you're being able to speak about. Okay, so he says, yes, I'm prepared to give you an answer why I believe what I believe. You said it's all about faith, so bottom line, it just comes down to believe. Yes. Somebody might say yes. And then you say, well, what scripture you got about that? Well, I don't know. Maybe like Paul says, I know what I believe and I'm persuaded. So you might say, yes, I feel like Paul. I have no question about Jesus. Why? Because he's convinced me, he's persuaded me. How did he do that? By the things that he's done. I look around and I can see his works, what he has done. I know no man could have done these things. I look at the skies of how beautiful it is. Da Vinci, and all of these wonderful artists who have gone by, they could not have painted a more beautiful picture than what the Lord does, even in the skies sometimes. Mozart, Beethoven. I can name all these beautiful and wonderful musicians. No better song could they have written it. Sometimes I listen in the morning and I hear the birds chirping. They begin to chime in together. No musician could have orchestrated a more beautiful choir. So I see these wonders that the Lord performs, and I know it's him. And I know it's him. So yes, I'm prepared to say, yes, I believe, but it's not a blind faith. I don't believe just for belief's sake. He's convinced me of so many things that I have seen, so many things that I have heard, so many things that he has done for others. And of course, what I read written in the Holy Bible itself. So yes, I'm prepared, okay, to give it an answer from those very scriptures that I've been learning. Okay. Said, Well, I guess you learned a certain amount of scripture and they'll hold you. Well, it's ever going. Let me share something with you. Again, that was First Peter, the third chapter, and the 15th verse that I was just taking from when it comes to being able to give an answer. But look what else it also says. In 2 Peter, the third chapter, in the 18th verse, look at what it says there. But grow in grace, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow, not just in his grace, in his knowledge. And this is not a suggestion. This is a command. You're commanded to increase. Those who are followers of the Lord, the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are commanded to increase their knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you know that you increase your knowledge of him through the scriptures is the key way. But all scripture, y'all, do I have to go back and repeat that? All scripture All scripture is God breathed in. Y'all read that again. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And we, believers also understand, of course, the Holy Spirit works in that, teaching us and granting us the wisdom and understanding to be able to even rightly divide this word, to be able to understand what the word is saying. It's one thing, again, like we talked about earlier, to have it there, to know it, to see it there, but it's another thing to be able to use it to construct that which needs to be constructed. We use the example of the woodwork or carpenter, if you will. Okay. Now, what was my point of this whole thing that we're talking about? Why were you sitting there talking about learning scriptures? Why would we talk about this in a podcast? But yes, because I know that many of you shy away when you see certain people come to you and say, oh man, they got their Bible in their hand. This might be one of those Jehovah's Witnesses, one of those Jesus people, one of those Mormons, rather, or whatever. And it turns you off. And you need to ask yourself some questions. Why am I turned off by that? Is it because what he said earlier, for those who don't know, those who are not following in that way, is foolishness, so they don't want to hear foolishness? Is that the reason why? And you might say to yourself, well, that could be a reason. Then you have to also ask yourself, well, what was my reason for me? What is the reason that I'm learning these Bible verses? How can I apply them? Or was I just using memorizing verses to say that I memorize it? You see, as we've already been speaking, how various verses come in to use, depending on what we are talking about, who we're talking to, what questions they ask us, even what challenges we're presenting to them. The verses need to make sense. I'm not talking about, we're talking about big, deep, doctrinal issues. We're talking simply basic, what we like to call basic Bible in leading someone to the Lord. I don't see a person with a puppy, put them on a great big old fancy a collar, the kind that chokes them, and or can choke them if they refuse to walk properly or whatever they in their training. They don't start them with that. It's too much. You start with basics. Some people say, well, you could give a child something real tough, they'll learn it. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to start a child that's barely able to even, that maybe haven't even said a word yet, or just learning to say mama, dad, or whatever they're learning, and give them an Oxford dictionary and said, okay, we're going to start learning, teaching you out of here. I don't know if I want to do that right away. Some people, that's a debate for those who want to, how you want to raise your child. Okay. Well, you don't want to get into a whole lot of different doctrinal issues with somebody who's just walking in the way of the Lord and just become saved, and what we call maybe even a baby when it comes to the Lord. You don't want to go into that. You want to go with the basics. And these are what we're sharing with you right here, some of the basics. Okay. And you want to tell them, yes, you're learning different scriptures, but also give them some of the scriptures that they have a purpose. Tell them why you need to know this verse. Okay. You tell them why you're learning and teaching them what Psalm 91 is really all about. You're teaching them about the 23rd Psalm. You're teaching them what these mean. And you start, that's where you start from. you started teaching, before you started teaching your child words, you taught them the ABCs first. You taught them the difference between consonants and vowels, how you need them both to form words. You do the same thing with the scriptures. So when you get people that come to you and start spewing a lot of different scriptures to you, if they're not making sense to you, don't feel as though, okay, I gotta give them their time to this. You tell them, well, wait a minute, what does that have to do? Well, I mean, what is your reason for talking to me? There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody, when you want to talk to me, what do you want to talk to me about? And they say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. What is it? What about Jesus you want to talk to me about? Well, and then you go from there. You say, well, I want to introduce you to, okay, whatever scripture you're sharing with me should help to introduce me to him. You want me to become a follower of his, and whatever scripture you're saying to me should help me do that. What you're saying, the way I'm living is against what God says. Whatever scriptures you're sharing with me should help me, illuminate me, enlighten me to the point that I realize that God does not agree with that. Now, if you've been learning all these scriptures and you can't think of any that's appropriate for what it is you're sharing with me, then maybe you ought to ask yourself that question again. Why were you learning? What was your point, your purpose in learning the scriptures? So what I'm saying to you, what we've talked about, and you may maybe you realize it, is a challenge to those who are out here memorizing the word as well as to those who are being presented the word to them. They ought to have a purpose. And the purpose should be able to be to make sense to you coming from the person who's spewing them, who's saying them, who's speaking them. So yes. So how important is the word of God to you when it comes to learning scriptures? How important is it? Is it helping you to do that which you go out doing as a part of helping to build up the kingdom of God? If your part is to teach, are these verses helping you to teach? And if you say, well, what I teach is I teach salvation, a way of salvation to folks. Are these verses helping you to do that? You say, well, what I do, say I minister in song. Okay, well, are the words to the songs that you're ministering helping? Are they helping? These questions and challenges presented to us and what we're talking about today, they should be. Now, is everybody going to agree with me? Of course not. Again, that's why we have this platform for you to be able to join in, to be able to comment. And like we said, and like we always say, we will welcome your comments. And if we're able to, we will comment on them, whether it be individually, through our podcast, through our blog, on our website. This is the purpose. Folks need to be able to, people need to be able to ask questions, to be able to maybe give forth some of their answers. A lot of you are holding your thoughts and your comments in your head, and you look around, you have nowhere to voice them. Well, this is the place for you to do that. We welcome all constructive criticism, but we welcome your comments. Of course, we would ask that you would be civil in what you say. I mean, you can be angry. over some of the things that's going on. But don't take your anger out on us with foul language and things of that nature. You can speak that you're angry. There's nothing wrong with anger. It's how you and what you're doing with that anger. Anger. The Lord got angry when they were doing the things they were doing in the temple to the point that he cast them out of there. The way he did it and what he did and what he said was not foul, was not profane. So that's what we're saying. We're here. We're here. Okay. Maybe we can say some things or share some things with you to help calm you down from your anger or help you direct your anger in the proper channel. Because a lot of us are angry. And when we ask who we're angry at or what we're angry at, we don't even have an answer. We just know that we're angry. So there's things that, we can do, that we can share, and maybe that we can help even through a person's anger. Okay. Having said that, I just want to remind you before we close that our Zoom podcast is live on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock in the morning. And you're invited to join with us. Our meeting ID is 829-9771-4213. Okay, if you need to have, if you say, I don't have Zoom, but I know that if you sent me the invitation, I will be able to still join. We can do that. You have to contact me and let me know, and I'll send that to you. Maybe I'll even put it up here where and you can copy that down. It's kind of lengthy to write out and to try to quote it, but we'll see if we can do that. You can always reach us through our website and our email. Our website, of course, is stjamesmbcphilly.com. M as in mother, B as in brother, C as in child. St. James, STJAMES, MBCPhilly.com. Okay. And our email is the same thing, except pastor's in front. You can put pastor at stjamesmbcphilly.com. Okay. We thank you for your time and attention. And we hope that you shed some light on an area for you today. If so, thank you. And again, we welcome all comments, especially constructive ones. Okay. Lord, we do thank you for this time you gave us, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to go forth and say some things, Father, even on your behalf, on behalf of the word of the kingdom itself. We pray that you continue to grant us wisdom and understanding, that we can always look into your word and rightly divide it. And that we can be illuminated by and through your word. We thank you and pray that you continue to guide us even as we go through this day, that our life living can be a testimony to you. This we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.